When the big wireless carriers start trying to get you to splurge your tax return on the latest nonsense this year, just tune it out. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199 on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
At one point in Chaman Bahar, Billu the Panwala asks the shopkeeper where greeting cards which say I love you are kept. The man looks surprised, like he can't imagine how this meek wallflower could even think about love. Who could possibly be the recipient of his devotion? Which is also our first impression of Billu. He's painfully ordinary. But because he's played with practiced ease by Jitendra Kumar, we immediately care about him. I think of Jitendra as a saltier, more prickly version of Amol Palekar. Like the veteran actor, Jitendra is instantly relatable. We can easily imagine him struggling with his job, relationships, desires. His ability to be one of us makes him endearing. But Jitendra is also a fine performer who can locate that delicate balance between the comedy and tragedy of his character's anguish. He's done this with aplomb in his first film, Shubh Mangal Zyada Savdhan, and more recently in the superb streaming show, Panchayat. Even as you sympathize with his character's predicament, you are smiling because his seething has this sort of inbuilt comical streak. In Chaman Bahar, he once again finds this sweet spot. Sadly, the film doesn't. Chaman Bahar has been written and directed by debutant director Apoorva Dhar Badgeryan. The film, made in 2018, was meant to be Jitendra's feature debut. The story is set in Lormi, a district in Chhattisgarh. Billu is a man with determination and dreams. He's a disruptor who breaks the family tradition of working in the forest department and sets up a pawn shop called Chaman Bahar. Sadly, the district limits change and his shop on the outskirts of Lormi has barely any customers. Until a family moves into the house opposite the street. Their teenage daughter Rinku sets Lormi aflame. Dozens of young men start driving past only to have a look at Rinku, who famously wears half pants. Billu's shop starts thriving, but he gets more miserable because he can't resist Rinku's charms either. As a character aptly puts it, Shah Rukh ka picture dekh dekh ke chocolatey ho gaye hain sab. What Apoorva gets right are these small town textures. You know, the atmosphere, the language, these conversational styles. Everybody, these young men, keep calling each other daddy. The biggest daddies here are the youth politician Shila, who chews paan and swaggers even while spitting, and Ashu, the local rich kid. The district forest officer's son also comes by. His father's position gives him the clout to try for Rinko. The other boys understand that they have no chance, so they start to place bets on who among these will get the girl. And the circus is orchestrated by Somu and Chotu, a Jugadu twosome who effectively function as Lormi's Narad Munis, prodding the action, hustling and doing idhar ki baat udhar. These characters and their interactions are the most vibrant part of the film. The display of outsized egos and low IQs is amusing. Apoorva also constructs some lovely grace notes, like Billu asking for a shave with Gillette once he's fallen in love with Rinku. And this lovely moment in the climax, which post-climax actually, which brings him some solace. But Apoorva isn't able to build on the promise of his premise. He doesn't spend enough time fleshing out these characters or the storyline. The plot is too thin, and beyond the first hour, the antics of these hordes of men in pursuit of a young girl start to wear thin. The situation is also inherently uncomfortable. In one scene, Shila and his gang in a jeep are chasing Rinku, who's on a scooter. He tells the driver to drive faster so she is at least aware that she's being chased. Honestly, I couldn't find the humor in this. Her school teacher also has a crush on her, which is just flat out creepy. Rinku, played by Ritika Badiani, isn't so much a character as an idea. She barely speaks in the film and we know little about her apart from the fact that she loves her dog, who she walks outside their home. When she does this, time stands still for Billu. But neither he nor any of the other boys know her, and neither do we. She symbolizes modernity, romance and all that is sparkling in this dusty, testosterone-filled landscape. The film also keeps shifting tonally, from comic vein to serious and later satirical. The background score keeps prodding us to laugh. When a tough cop enters the story, we get Sholay-like sound effects, which I think is supposed to be funny. But we go from this to full-blown emotional drama, which feels out of place. The subtitles are also a little distracting. Does Lafunder really translate into town bitch? I don't know. But it's such a great word that I think we should all just add it to our vocabulary. You can see Chaman Bahar on Netflix.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm going to ice and snow all week. But if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's going to get cold. Sorry. See your local Honda dealer today.